With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. President Biden signs off on the Senate's 11th hour approval of a government spending package that heads off a partial government shutdown.
The $1.2 trillion package of spending bills that funds government agencies into the fall, including Homeland Security, the State Department, and the Pentagon, which gets the bulk of the money. The compromise package has kicked up more controversy in the House, including calls for Speaker Mike Johnson to be removed for, quote, surrendering to the Democrat spending priorities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials say crews battling still burning wildfires in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley are getting an assist from rain and from the state government, which has deployed new resources to the area. The blazes cropped up Wednesday and led to trail shutdowns in the Shenandoah National Park, evacuation orders, and damage to an unknown number of structures. The good news, no injuries or deaths reported. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's military says it's killed more than 170 militants in Shifa Hospital since its raid began last Monday. Gaza's health ministry, though, claims some of those dead were civilians who were awaiting humanitarian aid.
Israeli forces have denied responsibility for the deaths at a roadside distribution point in Gaza City. Fighting has continued to rage around the city's Al-Shifa Hospital, where the army says it's killed a further 20 gunmen. Hamas insists those who died weren't fighters, but injured patients, medical staff, or displaced people. An Israeli commander has said the raid on the hospital won't finish until the last militant is in the army's hands, alive or dead.
Matt Thompson reporting. Russian authorities arrested the four people suspected of taking part in Friday's attack on a Moscow concert hall that killed at least 133 people. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned over an emerging new definition of extremism.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity. And now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former member of Congress calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam, California Republican Michelle Steele wrote a letter to the State Department urging it to designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom supports. This is SRN News. Death on a cruise ship.
Two crew members on a Holland American cruise ship died Friday during an incident in the ship's engineering section. The cruise line says the unidentified crew members died while the Florida-based New Amsterdam was at Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. The cruise line has not offered any details about the cause of death. The ship set sail out of Fort Lauderdale March 16th for a seven-night trip. Jason Walker reporting.
JetBlue is cutting back. In June, the carrier will end service in Kansas City and three destinations in South America, as well as reduced flights out of Los Angeles and Fort Lauderdale. The airline has been losing money since the start of 2020. It tried to grow through a partnership with American Airlines and a merger with Spirit Airlines, but federal judges rejected both plans. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.